the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, Janmadasajata. The original source of everything. That is absolute truth. Jata, from which or from whom everything is emanating. That is absolute truth. And what is the nature of that absolute truth? He is sentient. He is not dead stone. He is completely conscious. Jena sarvam idam tatam. Abhinasi tu tadviddhi. Jena sarvam idam tatam. Idam sarvam tatam. Everywhere there is consciousness. You can see the cosmic manifestation. The sun is rotating on the orbit. The moon is rotating on the orbit. Thousands and millions of planets and universes, they are exactly rotating. Unless there is consciousness, how it is possible? There must be consciousness. Just like in my body, whenever I feel pains and pleasure, there is consciousness. Similarly, the cosmic body, the Virat Rupa, there is consciousness. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the absolute truth must be conscious. Janmadasya jata annayat itaratascha arthesu abhigya. Abhigya means conscious. Now, this knowledge, avigya, go means completely conversant. Now, where from this knowledge came? Just like we have got our experience, we get knowledge from a superior person. We go to school, we go to college and get knowledge. But where from the absolute truth got knowledge? This question may be raised. Generally, because we have got experience that without going to the superior person, how we can get knowledge? So, the same question may be inquired about God or the Absolute Truth. But Vyasadeva said that he is avijna, he is perfectly conversant, he is perfectly knowledge, but sara. Janmadasya jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avijna sara. Sarat means completely independent. There is no need of taking knowledge from others. That is God. Not that I am now in ignorance. The Mayavadi theory is that I am now in darkness under the clutches of Maya, and when Maya is finished, then I am God. The answer is that if you are actually God, how you are captured by Maya? Then Maya is greater than you. But it is understood God is great. God, nobody can be greater than God. So if Maya captures God, then Maya is greater than God. So this theory is not very intelligent theory, that God has become captured by Maya. No. Maya can capture this small God, just like we are. As I explained yesterday, Ishara. Ishara means controller. So every one of us, somehow or other, we are controlled. At least we control our children, wife, at home. So in that sense, everyone is controller. But Shastra says that Ishara Parama Krishna, the supreme controller is Krishna. He has no control. I am controller, but when I go to my office, immediately I find my boss a controller. Although I am very strong controller on my children or on my wife or servant, I am very strict man, but as soon as I go to my office, immediately I am controlled by my boss. That is my position. So I am not the absolute controller. The absolute controller means who is not controlled by anyone else. He is never controlled by Maya. That is absolute control. How God can be controlled by Maya? Therefore, this very term is used here, Sara. He is not controlled. Ishara Parama Krishna, Sara. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratara Nanna. There is no other controller above me. And Krishna, when he was present, he was not controlled by anyone. Even if we suppose that Radharani controls Krishna, but actually he was not even controlled by Radharani. That we have said. When Krishna left Vrindavan, all the gopis, they would not allow him to go away to Mathura. But still Krishna did not care for them. He left Vrindavan. So he is not controlled by anyone. Sarah. Fully independent. And so far knowledge is concerned, there is perfect knowledge. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhavihi Jnana Valakriyaja. Any knowledge required, immediately it is present. Not that here one has to learn, just like we have to learn knowledge. But Krishna, when he was only 3 months old, the Putana Rakshasi came to kill him. She thought she was engaged by Kamsa to kill. So she came to kill Krishna, smearing poison on the nipple of her breast, and came in a nice motherly dress. And Yashodamai was very simple. She allowed her son. But her purpose was to kill Krishna. But Krishna sucked her breast and sucked her life. So a 3-month-old Krishna, how he became God? That he had no instruction, he did not undergo any austerity or penance or meditation, how he became God? Therefore, God is never made. God is always God. Either he appears himself as a 3-month-old boy or just like a young man. God is always God. It is not that I am not God now, but by meditation I become God. That kind of God manufactured in mixed mystic factory is not Krishna. Krishna is Sara. He is God always. He is not a made-up God by some meditation or by yogic practice. Therefore he is God. Sara. Janmadya sujata annaya titaratascha arthesu avijna Sara. Tene brahmadida ja adikavai mihanti dasuraya. Adikavi, Brahma. Now, one may argue that we find the first creature within this universe is Lord Brahma. So, he spread the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, Gayatri. So, he must be the Supreme Lord. This question may be raised, because he is the first creature, he created this universe and he expanded the knowledge, Vedic knowledge, therefore he should be accepted as the Supreme Lord. Or Janmardasya Jataha means everything has emanated, taken birth from him. Therefore, Brahma is the original. But the answer is there. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavaye. Adikavaye, Adikavi means the Brahma. So he also imparted knowledge to Brahma. Therefore, Brahma is not the original creator. The original creator is Vishnu or Krishna. Tene Brahma Rida. But he was not present there, because there was only living creature, Brahma, the how knowledge was imparted to him. Therefore it is said, Hrida, through the heart. Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. Tishana sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishthati. You have God, Krishna, within your heart. Simply you have to realize it. Simply you have to become qualified, bona fide, to speak with that. That is required. That requires training. As soon as we are trained up to talk with the Supreme Lord who is living within my heart, then our life is successful. Krishna says, Tesam sadadyuktana bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhi jugam dadamitam. I give intelligence to the person who is always engaged in devotional service with love. So, Brahma was educated by Krishna through the heart. Tene Brahma Nida Adikavaye. And what kind of Krishna is, that is also explained here. There, Muyanti Jatra Sulaya. Krishna is not understood even by the greatest scholar and greatest sage, Muyanti. They become bewildered, puzzled to understand Krishna. So, Tene Brahma Rida Adikavaye Muyanti Jatsuraya. Tejo Bari Vidanga Jathabinimaya Jatra Tisarkam Vrishah Dhamna Sena Sada Nidastak Hukam Sattam Param Dhimaya. Here, in this material world, it is a false representation. Tejo Bharimit Vidivaya. Just like a big skyscraper building. It actually, it is very costly building. But what is the combination of this house? It is Tejo Bharimit. Tejo means fire. Bari means water. And mrit means earth. So you mix earth with water and form it in a brick and dry it in the fire. And then it becomes brick, and you pile over one brick after another, it becomes a skyscraper building. But actually it is simply exchange of these three things, Tejo Bharimit Vinimayam. This whole material world is like that. Actually, it is the five elements combined together. But there is another world, another nature, where the houses are made of Chintamani. They are not made of these false material things. They are made of by living Chintamani, living stone. We haven't got the idea, but we can get the idea from the Shastra. Chintamani prakara sadama su kalpa vrikha lakhyabhrite su suravi ravi palayantam lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. The Govinda's real abode is described here. The houses are made there of Chintamani stone, living stone. The stone will talk with you. But there is a stone like that. We get information from the Vedic literature. There is a stone. And kalpa vrikha, the trees are there, but they are not like this tree. They are kalpa vrikha. You can get anything you want from that tree. Dessert tree. Here, from mango tree, you can get mangoes only, not papaya. But from the dessert tree, whatever you want, even if you can get puris and kachori from that. Dessert tree, Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikha lakhyabhuteshu. Such trees and houses, not one or two, lakhyabhuteshu. Thousands and millions of trees and houses are there. The fact is that the spiritual world is not void, as somebody thinks. They have no information. Krishna says, jadgatyana nivartante tadhyamam paramamam. So his dham, he has got a dham, he has got an abode in the spiritual world. Parastasmātu bhāva anya, but that nature is different beyond this material nature. That thing is explained here in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, that tejo pārimit mitā jathā vinimayo jatra tisarga amrisa. Here everything is false, not false, temporary. Everything, that's like your body, my body, it is temporary, it is not false. The Mayavadi philosopher will say it is false. But we, Vaishnava philosopher, we don't say it is false. We say it is temporary. So we should not accept temporary things as permanent. We are spirit soul. We are eternal. Na hannate hannamāne sarīre. We do not die after the destruction of this body. We accept another body. Dehantra. Tatha dehantram prati dhirastatra namahiyati. Dehinasmin jatha dehe kaumanam jauvanam jala. Tatha dehantram prati dhirastatra namahiyati. Just like we are advancing in age, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. Now, just like I am, now I am old man. So, as I am existing from the babyhood up to death, I know I had a small body like this. I was lying down on the lap of my sister. I remember it. But that body is gone. Next body came and gone. Next body came and gone. In this way, hundreds and thousands of species are there, different types of body came in and gone. But I am there. I can remember that I had this body, I had this body, I had this body. Similarly, death means the final change of this body. Tatha dehantaram prapti to dhirastatramayati. Those who are intelligent, they do not become believers. That's all right. My father is dead means he has taken another form. Jata sahi dhruvam mrityu. As soon as I take birth, then my death is sure, and as soon as there is death, my birth is sure. This is going. Therefore, this body and anything in relationship with this body is kuhakam. Kuhakam means illusion. Maya, illusion. Just like sometimes we find the example is given, marriage. We find some water, harsh water in the desert. Actually, there is no water. But animals, less intelligent animals, they think that there is water. Let me go there and quench my thirst. And it jumps over the desert, and the water also, the so-called water, is going ahead more and more, and is, and after that, he is dead. Because his quench, his thirsty heart is never quenched, and he died. So this is going. In the material world, we are getting one body after another. You are trying to be happy in this body, but it is never attained. Maya mrigam. But it appears to be true. It appears to be true that there is real water, but actually there is not. So our happiness, hankering after happiness, is material happiness that is just like kuhakam, illusion, maya. We don't get here happiness. That is not possible. But the absolute truth, he has got his absolute abode. That is described here. Dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam. He, the absolute truth, the supreme person, he has got his abode. But where there is no illusion, there is no kuhak. Dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam sattam param dhīmai. Vyāsadeva said, I offer my respect, obeisance, unto the absolute truth, which is above this illusory, temporary world. Dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam. This is called chaya or maya. This world is called chaya. Just like you have got your finger underneath the light, there is a shadow. So, this material world is shadow of the real world, spiritual world. But because we have no knowledge, therefore, like the animal who is running after the mirage water, we are simply running after the mirage happiness here in this material world. And after all, we are leaving this body and creating some situation to accept another type of body which may not be human body or may be better than human body. There is no certainty. Vāsānsi dinnāni yathā vihāya. Just like when you change your dress, you get another dress according to the money you pay. You go to the shopkeeper, give me some dress. So similarly, there is no guarantee what kind of body you are going to get in the next life. But if we follow Vyāsadeva, as it is said here in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam sattam param dhīmai. If you take center of Krishna, sattam param, then we go back to him. Krishna says, takta deham punarjanma naiti māmeti kaunte. We require training to become Krishna conscious. Then we are also eligible to go back to the dhamna sena nirastha kuhakam sattam param dhīmai. This is Krishna consciousness. We are offering, we are not offering, Krishna is offering. We are simply canvassing on behalf of Krishna, that's all. Our business, we are teeming, living entity, what we can offer you. But Krishna is offering. We are simply carrying the message of Krishna to you. That is our business. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam raja. We are carrying the message. My dear sir, why you are bothering in so many ways? You simply surrender to Krishna and your life is successful. Very simple thing. And those who are accepting in total, they are becoming successful. This is the wonder. 4 years ago, the Western people, they did not know what is Krishna. Now, because they are accepting the simple truth, they are becoming advanced in Krishna consciousness. So there is no difficulty. Neither you have got to manufacture anything. Everything is there. There is no question of rigid process of meditation or jugglery of words. Simple thing. My dear sir, Krishna says that you surrender unto him. So, what is the difficulty? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so pleased, so that he says that Amar Agnaya Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh. You become a spiritual master on my order. Sir, what is your order? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply deliver the message of Krishna. Then you become spiritual master. So, if you think, sometimes people think that I am working very wonder in this world, but I am not working any wonder. I am just working like a peon, carrying the letter from your friend and delivering. That's all. The Krishna says, Sri Dhammo Sarva-bhutanam. He is friend of everyone. He said, Samoham Sarva-bhuteshu. So he has got a message, he is friend of everyone. And we are saying simply, my dear sir, Krishna is your greatest friend. Here is a message from him, take it. That's all. Finish. We don't manufacture anything. Nonsense. We simply deliver the message of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And if you also act like this, you also become the spiritual master. Say, everyone can become spiritual master at his home. He can deliver the message to his wife, to his children, to his friend. Sir, Krishna says that you surrender. If he does not surrender, that is not your business to see. But you simply deliver the message. And if you simply deliver the message, then Krishna says, Nachataspat Marushyeshu Kaschit Me Priyapittam. There is no one else so dear to me who is simply delivering the message all over the world. See? You haven't got to show any gymnastic or exercise, pressing your nose and making your head, so-called yoga system. That will be never be practiced by everyone, nor the circumstances is favorable. This will be simply blah. But you can say simply this plain word, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you kindly surrender unto him. He is your greatest friend. He will give you protection. That's all. There is not a need. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Amarak. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So, that means we have to accept sincerely Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative as my guru. then you become, you follow his instruction, you become a guru. This is called parampara. In the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, you have seen, evam parampara praptam imam rajana sayo vidhu. This parampara system, learning by disciplic succession, the pure knowledge, just like what we are preaching, the same thing as Arjuna understood from Krishna. Krishna understood, Arjuna understood directly from Krishna. Now, one may say that Krishna is not present before me. How I can learn Bhagavad Gita rightly? That is a plea. Krishna is not different from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna and Krishna's words are the same, because he is absolute. Bhagavad Gita, then you must know that Krishna is speaking before you. But if you interpret in a nonsense way, then there is no Krishna. Krishna says, Manvana Bhagavan Bhakta Madhyajimam Namaskuru. Krishna says that you become my devotee, you offer me respect, you always think of me, you do this. But no, some rascal interpreter will say, oh, this surrender does not mean to the Krishna person. This surrender should be to the fact which is within Krishna. The rascal does not know that Krishna has no within or without. He is absolute. But he thinks in Krishna as ordinary person, abhijananti mana murha. Because he is rascal, he does not understand Krishna. He is thinking that Krishna has something within and something outside. Just like we are one. We are spirit soul within, outside this material body. Krishna is not like that. Sambhavami atmamaya yada yada hi dharma sabjani bhavati bharata. Sambhavami atmamaya, I come as I am. Not like ordinary man. Devotee said, Atmamaya, we are forced to take birth. We are forced to accept some body by the prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarva. Our position is to act under the influence of this material nature. But Krishna is above this material nature. Krishna said, Maya dhakkena prakriti shivate sa charata. The prakriti is working under my direction. So how he can be under the laws of this prakriti? He cannot. He is the master of the prakriti. Mama maya, he says. Devi deshagunamaya, mama maya. Durataya, mameva prapadnanti maya nitang tadanti. Maya. Even one surrenders to Krishna, Maya has no more influence upon him. How Maya can have influence upon Krishna? The person who surrenders to Krishna, he becomes relieved from the clutches of Maya. And how Krishna can be under the clutches of Maya? This is to be understood. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam says, that dhamna sena nirastakupam. Nirastakupam. There is no mind. Just like in the sunshine, you may be covered by the cloud, but the sun is never covered by the cloud. That is our practical experience. When you say that today is cloudy, I cannot see the sun, yes. That does not mean the cloud has covered the sun. The cloud has covered your eyes. How the cloud can cover sun? Sun is 1400,000 times bigger than this earthly planet. So a 100 miles cloud over the cloud, over the earth, a cloud, say it's about covering about 100 miles or 200 miles on this upon this earth. How the cloud can cover the sun? That is not possible. It is covering the eyes of the persons who are within that 100 miles. Similarly, those who are under the clutches of Maya, they are covered by Maya, not the Supreme Law. Maya is acting under the direction of the Supreme Law, so Maya cannot cover Krishna or the Supreme Law. Maya can cover us, we small creatures. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bhunam vidudhati kamam. That nitya, one person. Qualitatively, Krishna is nitya, I am nitya, he is eternal, I am eternal. He is chetan, he is living, I am living. In this way we are equal, but not in quantity. In quality we are one. This simultaneously one and different Achinta Bhidhāve Tattva is Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's philosophy, we follow. We are not one with God in quantity, but we are one with God in quality. Because we must be one in quality with God, because we are part and parcel of God. A particle of gold is also gold, but it is not as big as a gold mine. Similarly, we are equal in quality with Krishna, but not in quantity. He is Sarva-Shaktimān. He is Sarva-Shaktimān. When it is said that like, avināsīti tad-viddhi jena sarvam-idam tatam. Now this sarvam-idam tatam, all-pervading. Do you think you are all-pervading? I am all-pervading? No. I am pervading over my body, that's all. If there is pinching any part of my body, I can feel. Therefore, I am pervading all over my body. But I am not pervading your body or other's body. If there is pinching in your body, I cannot feel it. Therefore, I am not all pervading. All pervading is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I am also super soul. I am present in everyone's heart. Khetrajna, in the 13th chapter, Khetrajna and Khetra, this knowledge. Khetra means this body, and Khetrajna means the soul. So he is explaining, Khetrajna, the soul, is there in this body, is all pervading on this body. But he says another verse, Khetrajna chapi imam vidhi sarva khetresu bharat. Khetrajna chapi imam vidhi. He says, I am also soul, but I am soul, all pervading. I am in everyone's body. I am a soul. I am living in my body. But Krishna is the super soul. He is living in everyone's body. That is the difference between Krishna and me. He is all pervading. I am not all pervading. Therefore, I cannot be equal with God or Krishna in any circumstances. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. He says that all these kings, you and me, all of us, it is not that we did not exist in the past, and it is not that we shall not exist in the future. That means, as individual soul, Krishna and the living entities existing eternally. Not that now we are separated. We are separated energy, eternal. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Sanatana, eternally we are different from Krishna, a small part. So Krishna explained this in the second chapter, that it is not that we did not exist in this individual pattern in the past. Now we are individual, you, me and all the soldiers. And similarly, we shall remain individual in the past, in the future. This is called perfect knowledge. Not that in future, when I am out of these clutches of Maya, I become one. There is no such possibility to become one. If one thinks like that, then he has to come back again. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya kritchena param padam tata patanti adha anadita jusmadam. Therefore, this is nirasakuhakam. Nirasakuhakam, where there is no more illusion. Krishna is the supreme individual, we are subordinate individuals, and if we become Krishna conscious, all these individual persons, we go back to home, go back to God. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.